We are now ready to begin the testimony portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 225 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Can you state your name for the record, please?
Yes, my name is David Staples.
Have you ever been deposed before?
No, I have not.
Did you attend any of the previous depositions that have been taken in this case?
As a matter of fact, I have.
How many other depositions have you attended?
I would say approximately 3.
I have a few rules for you to follow this morning during your deposition. Always try to make sure that you give a verbal answer to my questions. We have a court reporter sitting to your immediate right.
I see that.
It will make her job easier if you allow me to complete my full questions before you start to answer. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Is there any reason that you cannot testify truthfully today?
Not that I know of.
You are not taking any medicine today that would hurt your ability to testify?
No, I am not.
Did you see any documents to prepare for your deposition today?
Yes, I did. I reviewed several documents with my lawyer a few days ago.
Are those the same documents that you gave to me before we began today?
Yes, they are. In addition, I also reviewed the complaint in this case, which is not in the pile that I gave to you.
Are you currently employed at the present time?
Yes, I am. I work as a claims adjuster for an insurance company.
So you are familiar with the process of reviewing claims in accident cases?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been a claims adjuster?
For about 10 years or so.
Have you always worked for the same company?
No, I definitely haven't. I don't recall the names of all the companies I have worked for over the previous 10 years.
To your knowledge, has it been more than 5 companies?
To the best of my knowledge, it has been approximately that many.
Have you always worked in the claims area, even though you have been employed with several different companies?
Absolutely. I have always worked in the claims area.
How many claims would you estimate you have reviewed in the last year?
I don't recall how many. It would be impossible to estimate.
Would you say it is over 100 claims?
I don't know. I already told you I can't estimate it for you.
Would you estimate it is over 50 claims, approximately?
I don't recall. How many times do I have to explain the same thing?
The day will go a lot faster if you just answer the questions that I ask. It is important for me to gather this information from you.
I understand that you need to get some information. However, I don't understand why you keep asking me the same thing over and over.
Let me hand you a document that I have marked as Exhibit 1 in this deposition. Have you ever seen that before?
Yes, I have.
Can you describe what it is for the record?
This is a copy of the claim that pertains to the accident in this matter we are here discussing today.
Do you believe you were the claims adjuster that initially reviewed this claim when it was first received at your company?
I don't know if I was the first person responsible for this claim. However, I know that I was the one responsible for the final report on this claim.
Do you know if it is possible for me to tell from this document how many different people may have reviewed it before you received it?
No, I don't believe you can tell that from the information that's appearing on this document.
Are there any documents in the file that will tell me that information?
I believe so. If you look at the outside of the envelope that all the papers are contained within, there is a list of people employed in the office listed there.
That's correct. Do the check marks that appear next to the person's name mean that those people reviewed the claim file?
Yes, ma'am. In addition, the dates next to the names will also tell you when a particular person looked at the file.
Do you know the procedure for how a person is assigned a particular claim to review?
No, I don't know that procedure. However, my boss, who is being deposed after me, will have that information.
Is a particular claim ever discussed with you before you receive it?
No, it is not. We know nothing about the case until the envelope comes to our desk for a review.
Once you get a claim to review, is there a specific process you are supposed to follow in reviewing the claim?
Yes, there is.
Do you know if that procedure is written down in any document?
Yes, I know it is written in the procedures manual that we all get when we first join the company.
Has a copy of that procedures manual been provided to me?
I don't know what has been provided to you other than the papers in my particular envelope. I don't recall if you have it. In fact, I am not positive whether or not you ever asked for that document to be produced.
Whether or not it has been produced, do you know if your attorneys have a copy of such a document in their possession?
I think that they have searched all of our documents in the office, so I believe they do.
Have you seen one in preparation for your deposition?
I don't think I have seen that document since I first joined the company. Perhaps you can find one in the personnel office.
Referring you back to Exhibit 1 for a moment, I would like to discuss the document with you. Can you tell me how you go about reviewing a claim of this type?
Certainly. The first information that I look for is the coverage on the policy to see what is indeed included.
Is that the information that is on the left-hand side of the document?
That's right.
Is it fair to say that the insured in this case was fully covered under this policy?
That's correct.
What does the information on the right-hand side of the document reflect?
That is the information relating to the accident in question.
Do you have a copy of the police report from this accident?
No, I never received one.
Can you explain why you denied coverage to my client in this action if they were not at fault for the accident?
No, I don't believe it is my place to educate you on my thought process in denying this accident claim.